Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Party Central. Join me at the end of the podcast for a few grammar notes. Party Central. Isn't it fun when you stumble across something interesting or worthwhile in a very unlikely place? Perhaps you have gone for a walk through a forest, and along the way you find a beautiful stone statue. Or you are at the beach and you find a small cave with hieroglyphics in it. These are exciting things to find. My daughter and I found the largest party store in the whole of the United States, in a small town called Moses Lake. Okay, it's not historic or beautiful, but it is fascinating. If you heard my previous podcast about Moses Lake, you'll know that it's really in the middle of nowhere, and it isn't even a very populated town. So, why would the company called Party Central decide to build their biggest store in this out-of-the-way place? My answer is really that I don't know, but I'm assuming that the company has a good reason. Dominie had finished a weekend of basketball and wanted to have a quick look in some shops. This store looked entertaining, so we walked in. From the outside, I couldn't tell how big it was. However, when we went in, it seemed to open up into a huge, cathedral-like place that was filled with plastic this and plastic that. There were enormous shelves on every aisle that must have been at least 20 feet tall and about 200 feet long. And there was aisle after aisle of party supplies. Plates, hats, cutlery, masks, balloons, makeup, presents, prizes. Oh, the list goes on to infinity. I noticed that the employees who worked in this store were quite slim. It's not surprising, seeing as they probably walk for miles each day just around the store. My daughter and I had a good look around. We only bought a Valentine's card and a small box of candies. I really didn't want to buy anything. I found the huge quantity of products quite off-putting. When I went to pay, I said to the employee, "This is the biggest party supply store I have seen." That's when he told me that it is the biggest in the US. "Really? In Moses Lake?" I asked, wondering why it wouldn't be in a big city like Chicago or Los Angeles. I'm still puzzled. Perhaps the middle of nowhere is the best place for a party. Okay, three grammar points. The first one is to stumble across or to stumble upon. And really it means that you find something accidentally. A. The children stumbled upon a purse in the mud. It looked like it had been there for years. The children stumbled upon a purse in the mud. It looked like it had been there for years. B. While she visited her grandmother, she stumbled upon a family secret. While she visited her grandmother, She stumbled upon a family secret. C. Howard Carter and George Herbert, with the help of many workers, stumbled upon Tutankhamun's tomb in 1922. Howard Carter and George Herbert, with the help of many workers, stumbled upon Tutankhamun's tomb in 1922. Number two. The phrase, out of the way, or really it's an expression, out of the way. It's an interesting one to look at because all the words are hyphenated. There's a little hyphen between the words, out of the way. It means it's in the middle of nowhere or remote. A. Even in the middle of nowhere, in this out-of-the-way place, you can find places to stay. Even in the middle of nowhere, in this out-of-the-way place, you can find places to stay. B. After getting lost on the moors, the travellers took shelter in an out-of-the-way abandoned farm. After getting lost on the moors, the travellers took shelter in an out-of-the-way abandoned farm. And number three, the verb to assume. So to assume is a regular verb, and it just means that you create an idea about something without really knowing for sure, or without really knowing the facts. You assume. You believe that you already know. A. He comes to see us every weekend, so I'm assuming he will this weekend. He comes to see us every weekend, so I'm assuming he will this weekend. B. I assumed that he was an athlete because he is tall and strong, but actually he's a dancer. I assumed that he was an athlete because he's tall and strong, but actually he is a dancer. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I love to hear your comments and questions, so please feel free to contact me. Let me know what you think about my podcasts, or if you have any particular questions about English, or any suggestions for a podcast. My email is acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.